Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Jerv. Merry New Year to everybody. I hope y'all had a happy, safe holiday. We're going to get into what everybody did. We're also going to talk about Kendrick Lamar being, quote, the greatest rapper of this generation, according to the failing New York Times. We also got some other shit. We got a lot of shit, man. This, my man, Young Thug, man. This shit's going all bad for him. But first, I want to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're signed up. Make sure you are a member so that you can get all the perks, like the Overflow episodes, like the OG podcast, the watch alongs, the Discord. I could go on and on. Just make sure you do it. Just do it, man. It's a new year. Go ahead, man. Make yourself happy. You also get this whole episode all at once as opposed to bit by bit as we've been doing here the last month or so. So we talked about Harvin Marison. We talked about Trey hanging out with some North Philly people. So lots of Philly stuff. So we got a Philly topic for you here, Jerv. Bill Cosby announced he could go on tour in 2023. Mm. Camille, when you got to go on the tour. I'm not going to lie. When I heard it, my first reaction is, well, clearly I have to go. I gotta find out what the shit is about, man. What could he possibly? My man went to jail, was in prison, and in prison, inmates was going to him for life advice and shit like that. I'm sorry, man. Like a comedian serving time and having inmates come consult them for life advice, that's gonna, like, it has to be the basis of the craziest stand-up ever, right? Also, I kind of want to see what the type of people who are going to go to see Bill Cosby live is. I know one thing. I ain't drinking nothing.
Wait. How did I miss this? Where did Bill Cosby?
Oh, you don't know. Bro? You didn't see this, right?
No.
Bill Cosby's going on tour.
Yeah, he's got a tour coming out in 2023.
That's why I got to catch one of the earlier ones.
What cities is he going to go to?
He hasn't, like you just said, he wants to do it.
No, I mean, what cities would he go?
Hey,
New York?
Going to be there with a fucking sweater on with a collared shirt under.
Atlanta?
No, I'm not giving that man no bread.
Definitely going to do Florida because, like, they're probably going to think, yeah, man. Definitely got to do Texas. I'm trying to think, like, where all the.
I mean, that man is about to clean up. I don't care what nobody says.
I'm telling you, I think I'm going to go. Like,
he's going to sell out.
I'm not, look, let me just be clear. I don't agree with what he did. I think he's a terrible human being. But I'm sorry, man. I'm curious, man. Just like when R. Kelly put out some shit, like, I listened to that shit, man. Because I'm like, all right, I got to give it a listen.
Wait. So let me ask you this.
Am I buying merch? No.
I'm not buying merch. No.
Hey, you know how sick that would be?
Hold up.
Some Cosby merch?
So he's a natural, funny individual, right? Like, you've seen his stand-ups in the past. Yeah, you've asked, right? So what if he makes a joke and it's uncomfortable?
The thing that I'm worried about is either A, he's just not funny, Like, he lost his fastball? Or B, more importantly, because I've seen this a lot with comedians who go through, like, some shit in their life that's very public, that first stand-up back is not, like, jokes. It's therapy. Them niggas just bitching to us. I remember when Martin Lawrence, Run Tell That, remember? He had this shit where he passed out, whatever. Oh, that shit was not. You that nigga was run, bitching the whole that? Time. Oh, like, stop on, bitching, man. Niggas.
First, you tell said jokes. This nigga then said Black Panther, the second John was better than the first. And now you said you like Run Tell That.
You have a Jerv like opinions here, Trey. Very Gervais of you.
Come on, brother.
That's his lane. Jerv's like, that's my lane. Jerv opinions is my lane.
Get your own
lane. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yo, that's just funny shit. I'm really curious too, though. I don't know. Like, is he going to be relevant? Like, is he going to be topic relevant?
Yes, because the triggered people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe that. Like, you know, they're going to do that shit.
No, I'm talking about his content. Like, what is he talking about?
But that's what I'm saying. But Trey, it has to be. But that's my fear, right? My fear is, like, the best version of this is kind of Chappelle-like, right? Chappelle at his best, where it's like, all y'all niggas is mad about this shit. Guess what? I'm about to make a shit ton of jokes about it and not take any of this shit seriously. And so, again, there's some people who are like, I can't believe he would make a joke out of it. Like, look, is it funny? That's my thing. Like, if it's funny, I'm here for it, right? If it's the downside, the worst version of this is, again, he just goes on stage and starts bitching about, like, nobody, I didn't, like, I don't care. I'm not here.
It's which network is going to give him? What Netflix gave him?
Oh, no. No one's going to. That's
no one's
that's direct
to that.
YouTube, my brother. That's a straight to YouTube premium $5.
I mean, if he I'll tell you this. If he streamed it live on something, views would be fucking out of this world.
You can't, man. Like, no one.
No, I mean, like, like on Instagram question, or YouTube.
The question
or some
is,
shit.
What venues are going to book him? That's the question. That's the question. That's why.
Wait, there's no way this happens. He's got like six cases that just, like, popped up,
and
like
he's 90,
a week ago,
and he's
90
right? years old, right? Like, that's the other thing. Like, this has like very little chance of happening. But that's what I'm saying. If it happens, I gotta go, and I gotta go to one of the early ones before the nigga dies, right? Because he's going to die. Like, it's not going. He's not gonna make it the whole tour.
You gotta go to the first. You gotta go to the first show, because no, if he says anything, the backlash that he will get, and that every venue will have protester out of protester out of protester just outside of their building. Like, no way you can do this. So you have to literally go to the first, which might not be a bad idea. he might see some wild shit.
That's the wildest one. Yeah. Wait. Okay. So
he's like, "I'm 90.
This is the story." He says he told the he said it during a surprise radio interview on WGH Talk with Scott Spears. I don't know what the fuck that means. Cosby answered yes when asked if 2023 is the year he finally might be able to tour again. Cosby, now 85, was convicted in April 2018. He was released in 2021 after the conviction was overturned by the state Supreme Court. Quote, "When I come out of this, I feel that I will be able to perform and be the Bill Cosby that my audience knows me to be." When asked about 2023 might be a touring year, yes. Yes, because there's so much fun to be had in the storytelling I do. Years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I found it was better to say it after I write it. He's looking at spring / summer to start touring. That's Cosby's rep, confirmed to Variety. Earlier this month, as Derv just said, five women filed a new sexual assault lawsuit against NBC and Cosby under New York state law to temporarily suspend statute of limitations for older sexual assault claims. Women allege that Cosby either raped or forced them into sexual acts. Four of the allegations happened from the late 80s to 1990 when the actor was at the height of his fame as the star of The Cosby Show. The fifth allegation involves Syndra Ladd, a former Hollywood exec who accused Cosby of raping her in 1969. Look, ladies and gentlemen, the man's disgusting. He's evil. And I really don't support or condone his actions, but the nigga say he gonna be storytelling, so I gotta hear the story. I don't have to agree with the story. I don't have to believe his side of the story. Listen to it.
I at least gotta hear what the man's not talking about.
You're supporting him. Guess what, he's not broke, ladies and gentlemen.
No, remember he was gonna buy NBC, remember?
Black people love fucking. That's when the
everybody's about to buy NBC.
Buy NBC or is about to buy whatever. I think black people love stories like that. Where someone was about to do some shit. That's gonna do it for us here at Bomb. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in, getting all that extra content, exclusive content for our subscribers. If you didn't want to wait a whole week to get the full episode, if you're a Patreon member, you would have got it immediately the first day. So again, patreon.com/countthedings. For Big Dur, for Black Trey, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers. Merry New Year!